Hello, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I will be your guide over the next few minutes to help you focus, to help you relax today, to help you heal from any pain or discomfort you might experience in your physical body. And even if you don't, it's about strengthening your physical body for today. Now, as you know, the morning meditation is a great way to start your week and definitely start your day. And each week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing out conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. And the focus for today is healing physical trauma. And let's face it, if you're in any kind of pain, if you're experiencing anything in your physical body that's extremely uncomfortable, then moving forward with other things that you choose to accomplish in your life become very challenging. So today's meditation is a great way to help you move through that. Now, physical trauma happens when a shocking event takes place, like maybe a car accident. Or if, for example, you lose your house and everything in it except the clothes on your back due to a fire, those are traumatic events that actually can cause severe trauma to the physical body. But it can also be a chronic situation because of some kind of illness, such as cancer or epilepsy, for example. These kinds of things can also cause physical trauma. So even if you haven't suffered from a catastrophic event or an ongoing illness, emotional and mental traumas also contribute to creating physical trauma. The example of a house catching on fire or your house catching on fire with everything in it that you value, that can be a very strong emotional trauma, which we did work through that earlier in the month, but that then also causes a physical trauma as well. So these energies throw the body off, and the glandular system, which helps regulate the system. Okay, your glandular system really helps regulate your entire body. So I'm sharing this information with you because today's meditation is really going to be focusing about the physical body. And just so you have a little background, the glandular system in the human body has two types of glands. There's the exocrine glands that secrete fluids into a duct or a tube, and then there's the endocrine glands that release chemicals known as hormones into general circulation. So the endocrine glands include the pituitary, the thyroid, the parathyroid, the thymus, the adrenals, the pancreas, and the sex glands, which are where the ovaries and testes are. And the hormones that they release regulate basic drives and emotions, as well as promote growth and sexual identity and controlling body temperature. They also help to repair broken tissue and generate energy. And this is a very important part of this meditation, to repair broken tissue and to generate energy. And we're going to do that through the glandular system as well as working with the other parts of the body and various tissues. So without any further ado, I'd like for you to please make sure that you're sitting with your back straight, feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, nice and easy. Don't force it. And one more deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up to the top of your head. And exhale, Nice and easy. Very good. And imagine that you are sitting on top of a tree trunk, and this tree trunk has roots that go all the way down into the center of the earth, where they are embedded into the center of the earth. You are sitting very strongly and are one with this tree trunk, as the tree trunk itself and the roots are one with the earth. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble, an aura bubble. And this bubble is no more than 18 inches all the way around you from your physical body, 18 inches from the top of your head, 18 inches from underneath your feet, in front of you, behind you, on all sides. And imagine outside this giant flaming wall, there is a beautiful violet flame burning from the ground up. A beautiful violet flaming wall. This wall is for purification. And as you breathe deeply, again from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, release the breath easily. And we are going to be breathing through the chakras. There are seven along the spine. And today, the glandular system, because for every chakra, there is a corresponding gland. So we're going to be breathing through each one of those chakras, which are energy centers to help balance and regulate your emotions, your thought, your mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. But also we're going to focus on clearing the glands that are associated with each and every chakra. So as you continue to breathe, be aware that as you exhale through the chakra and that gland associated with it, you are clearing any energy that might be stuck in that area, no matter what it is. You may experience it by seeing it, hearing it, feeling it, or just knowing that you're releasing what you're ready to let go of at this point in time. And the violet flame, as you release it, will gently receive that energy. It will literally take it from you. You don't have to do any efforting. It will take it from you and purify it. So as you continue to breathe, I want you to put your focus at your first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. And this chakra also is associated with your adrenal glands. The first chakra is a way of helping you to make sure you take care of yourself in the best way possible. And the adrenals are a way to wake up or to pump energy, if you will, into making sure, for example, if a car is getting ready to hit you, that you're able to respond quickly and move out of the way. So just breathe, and as you exhale, release any energy in that first chakra and the adrenal area. Doesn't matter what it is. All you have to do is just continue to breathe. Do not force anything. You may see colors and images, things that don't make sense, people's faces, past experiences, thoughts that roam through your mind, sensations you experience in your body. Whatever it is, as you exhale through the first chakra and where the adrenals are, you are releasing energy. whatever energy is there. Very good. Letting it go as the flame welcomes and takes the energy. As you release it, the flame really brings it into itself. And imagine that that first chakra is at a beautiful ruby red vibration. It will also set the vibration for the adrenal glands. Ruby red vibration. And put your focus on your second chakra, which is a couple of inches below the belly button. The second chakra is also associated with the sex glands. And that's the ovaries and the testes. And as you continue to inhale, when you exhale, breathe through that second chakra and release and let go of whatever energy is there. The second chakra is associated with sexuality and your emotions. And so those sexual glands are awakened. And this is a great place and way to clear that energy there. Nice and easy breaths. Whatever comes up for you, thoughts, images, feelings, sensations, just let them go. You don't have to wonder what they are. Don't effort, just let them go. Nice and easy breaths, that's it. And imagine that the second chakra and the sex glands are a beautiful orange vibration. A beautiful orange vibration. This is the balanced color for this chakra and these glands. And now put your attention on the third chakra, which is located behind your stomach. It's located behind your stomach. And this chakra is associated with the pancreas. And this chakra and the pancreas area are about power, your personal power. And as you breathe deeply, easily, without effort, exhale whatever's coming up for you into that violet flame. Letting it go easily and effortlessly. And if there is little force to it, or whatever you're releasing doesn't seem to want to go, if those thoughts keep rolling in your head, if the sensations or feelings you have seem to become more intense, don't worry about that. It's just the energy that's moving more and more to the surface as you simply intend to let it go. Let the violet flame receive it, take it from you. And this third chakra area and the pancreas gland. Whatever comes up, release it. It doesn't have to be associated with the meaning of the chakra. Good. And see this chakra as a beautiful lemon yellow vibration. A beautiful lemon yellow vibration. And focus your attention on your fourth chakra, which is behind your heart. And the gland associated with the fourth chakra is the thymus. And allow as you breathe and exhale through that area, any energy that might be trapped there. Now the fourth chakra does deal with unconditional divine love. Love for yourself, love for others, love for the world, love for the universe, love for the earth, love for all creatures and all things. Whatever may be in that chakra that is important for you to release, and in the thymus gland, which the thymus gland is what helps you to grow, particularly from childhood into adulthood. But even as adults, stimulating and making sure that thymus gland is healthy helps to keep you healthy. Very good. Breathe nice and easily, effortlessly, to release the energy there. And see this particular chakra as a beautiful forest green color, or emerald green rather, a beautiful emerald green vibration. And put your attention on your fifth chakra, which is located at the base of your throat. And this chakra is associated with the thyroid and parathyroid glands. This is the chakra where you're able to express yourself as a spiritual being, communication and creativity. And the thyroid and parathyroid glands really assist in being able to maintain your body temperature, as well as being able to help you, particularly for you ladies, to keep your hormones that we deal with and go through monthly in check. So as you breathe easily and effortlessly through that area, let go of anything that might come up. Again, any images, any feelings or sensations, thoughts, sounds. And the violet flame is welcoming and absorbing whatever you're ready to release. Just intend it to be so, and it is. There's no effort involved at all. Breathing deeply. And see this chakra as a beautiful pale blue vibration, or even a sky blue vibration. And now put your attention at your sixth chakra, which is located right in the center of your head. This chakra is associated with the pituitary gland. And this really deals with being able to see energy clearly and clear as you breathe nice and deeply this particular chakra. It's really being in touch with the experience that everything is perfect the way it is. Everything has its purpose. Every form of energy, no matter how it shows up or what it is, what form it takes, behavior it acts like, it has its purpose. Nice, easy breaths through that sixth chakra as you exhale and let go of any energy there, along with the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland also helps regulate the sexual organs and glands. They work hand in hand. Very good. Don't struggle or effort, just continue to breathe. And see this chakra as a beautiful indigo vibration, which is a purple-blue ink-colored vibration. And now put your attention on the top of your head, the seventh chakra. And the seventh chakra is associated with the pineal gland. This is really the area where you know what you know. You're certain of what you know. And the pineal gland is very instrumental in when it is open and healed and operating well. The pineal gland is that gland which some scientists believe is what gives us our highest ability, our psychic, intuitive, knowing ability. So clear that chakra out into the violet flame, whatever's there. Nice, easy, deep breaths. Exhale as it goes into the violet flame. Very good. And see this gland and this chakra as a beautiful violet vibration. See it as a beautiful, beautiful violet vibration. And continue to take nice, deep, and connected breaths as you release any energy that might be in your aura bubble. You don't have to know specifically what it is. Again, what you intend will be released. Very good. Letting it go completely, easily and effortlessly. And as you continue to breathe, let's clear out other parts of the physical body, which include your organs, your muscles, and other systems. So just simply as you take deep breaths, just whatever you as a divine spirit are ready to release from those areas of your body that is now experiencing any pain or just feeling a little bit tweaked. It can even be an area that maybe you have a little bit of itching if there's a rash. Maybe there's just some twinges and some twangs. Just breathe through those areas and release any pain. Release the sensations. Release any sadness that might be in those areas. Perhaps there was trauma from some sort of accident, a pulled muscle, a sprain, anything of that nature. And as you breathe easily and deeply, the violet flame continues to take whatever energy is in your physical body where there's any pain or sadness type energy from your muscles, your tendons, cartilage, skeleton system, bone marrow, your reproductive organs, urinary tract, your upper and lower intestines, your colon, your liver, the kidneys, the bladder, gallbladder, the spleen, your stomach, the heart, your larynx, your esophagus, your diaphragm, your tongue, your jaw, your gums, your teeth, your sinus areas, your ears, your drums, the canals of your ears, your eyes, your brain, your veins, your blood, the lymphatic system, the nervous system, your skin, your nails, your hair, and all other parts of the body that I may not have mentioned. Now is the opportunity to release and let go of any painful energy, energy of sadness, any trauma that has happened to those areas from surgery, whatever it is, let that energy just simply go. It has served a purpose, but it's no longer needed at this time. You no longer need to experience these energies at this time. And this is moving out of your physical body and all these areas, out of your aura, and into the violet flame as you allow that flame to purify this energy and to suck everything right out of you. Very good. Continuing to breathe. Always remember of the breath. The breath is life, the physical body. You want to continue to breathe life into it, a renewedness. And now I'd like for you to imagine one of your cells, one of the cells of your body. You can take it from any part of your physical body. Just imagine one of the cells. And if you're not able to see that clearly, again, know and intend that you are focused on one cell from any part of your body. And as you focus on that cell, I want you to look in the middle of it, all the way to the center of that cell where the DNA is. And notice that right there in the center, there's a bright, luminescent, pearlescent golden light that's shining. And imagine that this pure light, this beautiful, bright, luminescent, pearlescent golden light is getting bigger and brighter and brighter and brighter. Someone turned the lamp up, and it's getting brighter. It's the light of divine source. It's like the pure sun itself, from which all life springs. As this light gets brighter and brighter, it also begins to expand throughout the entire cell, becoming bigger and bigger. And as it expands and continues to expand and become even brighter, it moves beyond the cell. And just watch as it begins to affect the cells next to it. It's not only created this beautiful, bright, luminescent, pearlescent golden light in that one cell you were focused on, but it's now spreading to the cells around it. And as those cells around that one cell becomes brighter and brighter, as they become more and more filled with the light, see the cells next to them begin to fill with this bright light as well. And just watch as this light spreads. It becomes so bright you can barely even see it with your psychic eye. But it's brighter and brighter, this beautiful luminescent, pearlescent, golden light. And it is now spreading to every cell of every organ, muscle, bone, and other systems. And you notice how your entire body, organ by organ, system by system, muscle by muscle, blood cell by blood cell, begin to glow with the gorgeous luminescent light of this pearlescent golden vibration. And your entire body, before you know it, is filled with this glowing light of healing, loving, peaceful, joyful, divine light energy. It heals every and all disease. It heals every broken, torn, sprained, pulled, splintered tissue in your physical body. This is the light of divine source. This is the light of full cellular regeneration. This is the light that assists in bringing health and wholeness to every part of the body. This is the light that repairs all damage in the physical body. And know now that your body is fully healed as this light is radiating through you totally and completely. This light is expanding into your aura. And let's add a nice golden sun that surrounds your aura, the outside of your aura bubble. Huge, bright golden sun. And although you are filled with this light, you also imagine you are absorbing as much of this sun that is around you into you as well. You are now filled with the full, complete, and total light of your true self as spirit and that of divine source. And as you go out into the world today, not only are you experiencing the healing and the comfort and the joy that lies within your physical body, but you are also a beacon for all of those that come close to you and are able to experience you. And now you can move forward in being able to attract and accomplish the goals that you've set out for the day. And I want to thank you for being with me this morning with this morning miracle meditation. For other services that Center of Light Miracles provides, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. Again, you may go to the live events and then the current events drop-down menu at the top of the page and see what else we have happening right now at Center of Light Miracles. Until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.